Welcome to Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson. If you believe that your team is your most powerful case acceptance tool, that if they are good enough to hire, they are good enough to train, and that you must be as good on the inside as you appear to be on the outside, then we have designed the techniques and systems for team case acceptance that will take your team practice performance to the top. Here's your host, Steve Anderson.
Welcome to Top Practices, where we explore the habits of dentistry's top practices. This is Steve Anderson. Today we're going to talk about new patients for free. 10 secrets to increasing your new patient flow at no cost starting today. So get ready. This is a great topic for every member of the team, especially those that work up front. We're going to talk about capturing and taking advantage of more of the opportunities that you have every day to bring new patients into your practice. And the beautiful thing is that all of these ideas cost no money. Idea number one, ideas are everywhere. Here's a critical point of differentiation. I want you to imagine that you're standing on the bank of a swiftly flowing river. That river represents your marketing, the number of potential patients that are flowing by your practice. They might be internet leads, they might be phone calls into your practice, they might just be people walking by your office, depending on the location. But that river represents all of the potential possibilities that are coming by your office every day. Now, as you picture yourself standing on the bank of that river, picture yourself with a bucket. You're going to dip that bucket into the river to retrieve some of that water. While the river represents your marketing, that bucket represents your scheduling efforts and success. They are two different but related issues, the river and the bucket. How much you dip your bucket into the river and how big your bucket is will determine your rate of success in engaging and scheduling new patients. The point of differentiation is that marketing and scheduling, while related, are different. You've engaged a marketing company or someone that helps you with your marketing efforts. What you do from that point forward, when those opportunities come by your office or over the phone lines or through the internet, will be determined by your skill at converting those potential patients into scheduled appointments. So, how big is your bucket? How skilled are you at converting and finding those opportunities when they come by? Make sure you have a big bucket. Idea number two has to do with your phone skills. Most patients will schedule an appointment by calling your office, or there'll be some type of verbal exchange when they schedule. Our most recent research on potential new patient phone calls into dental offices revealed the following. This was a survey done nationwide where our team simply called a random sample of dental offices and asked one of the most common questions that you get every day, which is, how much is a cleaning? Here's what we found. In all the calls that we made, 90% of the offices that we called never asked for the caller's name. Dentistry is a relationship business. And so simply using a patient's name is one factor in creating a relationship with someone to schedule an appointment. Yet 90% of the time, no one ever asked for the caller's name. 75% of the time, no one thanked the caller for inquiring. Now, I'm not talking about the thank you for calling ABC Dental greeting. I'm talking about after the person made the initial inquiry, 75% of the time, no one thanked them for making the inquiry. 75% of the time, the one who answered the phone gave the fee and nothing else. In other words, it's how much is a cleaning? Well, $210 or however much it was, and then nothing. What we know is that when you lead with the fee and give no other information, it's game over. The caller's going to hang up and move on. 15% of the time, the one who answered the phone said they didn't know the fee and they'd have to go ask. Not sure who was answering the phone on those offices, but they had no clue. 20% of the time, they responded with a no problem or no worries after the caller said thank you for the fee. No worry, no problem. If you spend any time with us at all at Total Patient Service or in the Crown Council, you know that those responses are never allowed. 12% of the time, they put the caller on hold for more than 1 minute. So every 20 seconds on hold relates to a full minute of perceived on hold time. And 65% of the time, it took more than 3 rings for someone to answer the phone. We have the 3-ring rule, which is you pick up the phone by the 3rd ring. Now, when you look at those numbers, you have to say you don't have to be that good when everyone else is so bad. Those numbers indicate that there are opportunities everywhere. Opportunities to schedule patients who are probably already calling your office, but where the opportunity is missed to schedule the appointment. Now, to these respondents' defense, I would say that they were probably given a job description that said, answer the phone. And they did just that. They answered the phone. But no one has ever told them how. Phone skills and knowing how to convert an inquiry into a scheduled appointment is a skill that takes practice and repetition so you can convert the maximum number of inquiries into scheduled appointments. Idea number 3 is to plug into your purpose. Be clear on what your purpose is. When you walk into the office every day and you ask yourself, what am I here to do? What am I really here to do? What's my purpose? One thing to have in mind is that everyone's purpose on the team is to create a happy paying patient who repeats and refers and pays more than it costs to serve them. To create a happy paying patient. In short, an HPP, and happy paying patient. So if that's my purpose, then the end result of every prospective patient call would be a scheduled patient who's going to show up, who's going to accept treatment, pay for it, keep coming back to the practice, and tell everyone else that they know about our dental practice. That is a totally different mindset than just answering the phone. So everyone's job, everyone's purpose is to create a happy paying patient. Idea number 4 is to know your numbers. What does it really cost to get the phone to ring? What does it cost to get a prospective patient to pick up the phone or even to make an inquiry online? It's very simple to calculate. Ask how much your marketing budget is. So calculate it if you have your profit and loss statement, if you're an appointment coordinator listening to this podcast. Ask your dentist, your office manager, what is your average marketing cost per month? Then simply divide that total number by, first off, your number of new patients. So average marketing cost per month divided by your new patient number. So if, for example, you spent $3,000 on marketing a month and your new average new patient flow is 30 new patients, then your cost per new patient would be $100. That means that it costs $100 to get every new patient to walk through the door. Now, that's the new patient cost. If you consider then how many leads does it take to create a new patient, you may have more people that call or make an inquiry than schedule, then you can divide that lead number into your marketing cost to determine how much it costs to get the phone to ring or to get someone to make an inquiry over the internet. Just knowing that number puts a whole different definition on the equation and on the effort. So let's say, for example, just as a word picture, that it costs $100 to get a new patient to come into the office, $100 in marketing costs. So I'm gonna put a stack of $100 bills on the desk, on the front desk. This is hypothetical, obviously. But let's just say I have a stack of $100 bills, and every time I take a call from a prospective new patient that makes a fee inquiry or simply asks, are you taking new patients? Do you take my insurance? How much is whitening? How much is a cleaning? Whatever the inquiry might be. Imagine that if that patient does not schedule, that then you have to take a $100 bill and tear it up in little bitty pieces and throw it away. That puts a whole different context on the effort to convert that inquiry into a scheduled patient. How big is your bucket and how good is it? How good is it doing and is it doing the job? So, what is your cost per new patient? What is your cost per lead? Every time the phone rings, every time an inquiry comes in, it took resources to make that happen. Let's get a great return on those resources. Idea number five, track your results. One of my favorite numbers to track is your calls to scheduled appointment ratio. In other words, how many opportunities did you have today where potential new patients called the office compared to how many appointments did you schedule? So calls to scheduled appointments. Now, this is pretty easy. You can just keep a hand tally. You can keep a tally of how many potential new patient calls in one column and then how many people scheduled. If you want to keep an even more detailed log, you could write down the name of every person who called, because that will be one of the first things that you ask for, is ask their name. And you never say, well, what's your name or who's calling? You always say, thanks again for calling. Again, my name is Steve and yours is, and you'll always get their name. So track potential new patient calls and how many scheduled. Now in our book, you should be able to bat about 800 if you're familiar with baseball. That's a pretty high score. In other words, you know that you're not going to be everybody's dentist. It may not be a perfect fit for everyone who calls, but we ought to be able to get about 80% of the people who call or that send in an inquiry online. We ought to be able to convert them into a scheduled appointment. Track your results, know your ratio, and then have a game with yourself to constantly improve that ratio, improve your calls to new patient scheduled appointments ratio. The higher the ratio, the better, and we're looking for 80% or greater. We'll be right back with the rest of our top 10 list for gaining new patients for free.
Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson comes from Total Patient Service. Reach the highest levels of dental case acceptance, productivity, and profit with Total Patient Service. Whether you attend any of the highly impactful TOPS continuing education courses or enroll in their customized Total Practice Support Program, your practice will stay plugged in and turned onto the ideas, techniques, and systems that will help you continually implement what works to keep your practice working for you, your patients, and your team. Right now, listeners can download Total Patient Service's ebook titled The Science of Setting and Achieving Goals for free. Visit their website at www.totalpatientservice.com to download your free copy today. That's www.totalpatientservice.com.
Okay, quick recap on our top 10 ways to convert new patients to scheduled appointments. First, we talked about the river and the bucket analogy. Your marketing is the river. Your case acceptance skills, your scheduling skills are your bucket. How big is your bucket? Next, number two, your telephone skills. How skilled are you when answering the phone or fielding an inquiry at converting that inquiry into a scheduled appointment? It is a skill set that everyone who touches the phone should practice and rehearse and make better and better every day. Number three, be clear on your purpose. Your purpose is to create a happy paying patient that repeats and refers and pays more than it costs to serve them. Number four, know your numbers. What does it cost to get the phone to ring? What does it cost to get an internet inquiry? Know your numbers so that every time you're talking to a prospective patient, you know the dollar that's on the line. And number five, track your results. Know your calls to scheduled appointments ratio. Know your leads to new patient ratio. And again, we'd like to think that at least 80% would schedule an appointment or we'd be able to convert. Number six is now add the multiplier. Let me tell you a quick story. I was going through reports one month looking at different practice results from practices we work with at the Total Patient Service Institute. We track all kinds of results, and one of my favorites, as I've mentioned, is to track the calls to scheduled appointments ratio. And I was looking for the 80% number. And so as I was going through these reports, I would see things that were numbers that were pretty close, 80%, 82%, 75%, 85%, 130%. 130%? That caused me some pause. And so I called the appointment coordinator. She was new, had just started, within the last couple of months. And I said, hey, I'm looking at the report. I think you did the numbers wrong. You know, it's calls to scheduled appointments, not the other way around. I thought she got the numbers mixed up. And she said, no, Steve, that's right. I said, all right, so explain to me, how do you get more scheduled appointments than you have people who call? She said, well, let me explain it to you. She said, we just went to a really good seminar called Total Immersion, taught by a really smart, good-looking guy, by the Total Patient Service Institute. And in that seminar, we learned how to convert more patients to needed treatment. So she said, I came back and I figured that they knew what they were talking about. And so one of the things that I started doing was applying those skills every time a new patient scheduled an appointment. I just asked a follow-up question, and that follow-up question is, who else? Who else should we go ahead and schedule while it's convenient and I have you on the phone? Who else should we go ahead and schedule? And she said, it's amazing. About one out of every three people who schedules a new patient appointment says, oh, you know, thank you so much for asking. My husband, my wife, my son, my daughter, my dog needs their teeth cleaned too. She says, that's how you get 130%. That was the day we changed the goal from 80% calls to scheduled appointments to 130% by simply asking one more question. Who else should we go ahead and schedule today? Well, it's convenient and I have you on the phone. We have two contests running ongoing in that area. One is who can get the most new patients out of one new patient call. The record to beat is 9 new patients out of one phone call. It happened to be an OR nurse who seemed to be taking care of the entire neighborhood. She scheduled her husband. She scheduled her children. She scheduled cousins, aunts, and uncles. She scheduled everyone. So 9 is the number to beat. The other is who can have the highest calls to scheduled appointments ratio. The number to beat is 258%. That's nearly 3 new patients per call that comes in. For every new patient that calls in, this particular office schedules on average 3 out of every call. Now, it happens to be a rural practice, the only practice in the county. So when patients come, they come from a wide geographical area. So when they come, they bring everybody with them. Ma, Pa, Ellie Mae, Jethro, they bring them all. So their circumstances might be a little bit different. But the point is, they ask, who else should we go ahead and schedule? Well, it's convenient, and I have you on the phone. Who else? Just ask. Number 7, have a written protocol for answering the phone. Don't just leave it up to chance. Don't just say schedule the patient, but have a written protocol that includes the right questions to ask in what sequence so that you have a system for converting the maximum number of patients to a new scheduled patient appointment. So have a protocol in writing. If you spend any time with us at all at the Total Patient Service Institute, you're very familiar with the new patient relationship form that has a proven step-by-step format with the right questions, the right sequence for converting the maximum number of calls and inquiries into scheduled appointments. It's a system that works. Number 8, have your office email open at all times. If your website's doing its job, then not only will you be getting phone calls, but you'll also be getting internet inquiries, emails. You'll have all kinds of things going on. Keep your social media up so that you can be responding to inquiries and comments that come in from all the different various sources that you have today. The response time is critical. It's like having a flight dashboard in front of you so you know everything that's going on. Your email, your social media, so that you can respond to inquiries and comments at a moment's notice so that you can convert the maximum number of people into a scheduled appointment. Idea number 9 is to have a text option on your website. We're finding that more and more that people are searching for your office on their mobile device. So having the text option where they can text in makes it that much easier. In fact, many people are looking for a dentist on their mobile phone in a place where they can't make a call. So having the text option where they can make an inquiry makes it that much easier, provided that you have a way to respond, that you can see those text messages the moment they come in and that you can respond to them real time. That's what they expect, is an immediate response. So add the text option to your website. Idea number 10 is the 3-ring rule. We mentioned this earlier. That is to answer the phone by the 3rd ring. Immediate response over the internet and no more than 3 rings when people call to schedule an appointment or call your office for any reason. If that means you have to rally the troops so that everybody participates and everybody can respond to help answer the phone, but when it rings, it's a golden opportunity. If there's no one there to answer the phone or it goes to voicemail, if it's a prospective new patient, more often than not, they'll hang up and move on. So pay attention to the phone. So there's our top 10, and you get a bonus. Here's number 11. Bonus idea number 11 is make sure that there is one person on your team that is accountable for the new patient scheduling results. Now let me explain the difference between accountability and responsibility. Responsibility is being response-able. That means everybody on the team is responsible for getting new patients and scheduling new patient appointments. That's responsibility. Accountability is one person that will be account-able, that will on a weekly basis give account to the rest of the team on what the results were for the week. They coordinate the effort with everyone else who's responsible to make sure that we're hitting our numbers, that we're maximizing the opportunities, that we're filling the bucket with new patients, scheduled appointments, and taking advantage of every opportunity possible. So, one person who's accountable. Everyone's responsible, and one person needs to be accountable. So, simple secrets to maximizing your potential new patient lead flow. Opportunities are everywhere. Good luck in maximizing those opportunities and taking your calls to scheduled appointments ratio way up above 100% as you take advantage of those new patient opportunities for free. This is Steve Anderson. Thanks for joining us for our podcast today. More great ideas coming up in our next episodes of Top Practices. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson. You can follow Steve on Instagram at @TheStephenJAnderson and on Facebook at Stephen J. Anderson. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us next time. Thanks for listening.